Welcome to Keith and the Girl. I'm Keith Malley.
I'm Chemda.
Two apps you need for your phone. The Keith and the Girl app, of course. It's all our shows, including VIP shows, right in the palm of your hand. Video, feedback, it's all there. And Laughable, where you can follow, let's say you follow Keith Malley. Anytime I'm on anybody's podcast of any kind, after you subscribe to me, that show pops up automatically. All right? And it's a free app. Laughable.com. Today's guest, well, we're in for a treat. I say, God damn. Half of the comedy duo Soren and Jawless. We just saw Jawless, so enough of that. Featured on Funny or Die, Elite Daily, Cosmopolitan, Tracy Soren. Hello.
Hi, how are you guys?
Tracy, how are you?
You know what? It's a beautiful day.
Really?
We're alive.
Oh, that's interesting.
And that's really the base of things now.
Because I'm looking at your Twitter. It doesn't seem that way, but
oy vey.
We'll get to that.
Also, my favorite part, always.
Also joining us, the voice of Mercy on the video game Overwatch. Look at this.
Oh, my God.
Featured in the movie Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them, Showtime's Homeland, and the one-woman shows that we'll talk about, Cry Me a River, and the new one, the new one, Hi Hitler.
Yeah, you have to really pause between those two words.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Lucy Poole, how you doing?
Hello, I'm great. How are you?
I am good. Look at this. This is a big game, Overwatch. Do you understand what a big deal it is?
I do now. Yeah.
Look at Tracy.
Sorry. No, I don't play it, but my boyfriend does every damn night. And so all I do is listen to him play Overwatch, and he's going to lose it. Oh, no. I don't know all the characters. All I hear him is go, get me in the back, and the Turgon. I don't know what it is. But Mercy is one of the ladies.
Mm-hmm. I liked while Keith was reading all the credits. It got to that part, and Tracy was like, and then I saw her face, and she's doing the math. She's like, do I know this girl's? Listen. Oh my God, I didn't know who I was with. Wait, I was just talking to her about living in Queens. What am I doing?
I'm not kidding. I'm on a Facebook group of friends that all they do. I'm on it because my boyfriend played Overwatch with all of them. They all play Overwatch together. Oh, they're going to lose it.
Yeah.
They're going to lose it.
It's a big deal. Her catchphrase is, heroes never die. That's her catchphrase. And my mother, who knows nothing about video games, nothing, I told her about it. And then I did her a favor like 2 weeks later. And she wrote me a text message. And she was like, you're a hero and they never die. It's infiltrated my little super intellectual German mother.
You know what? That's so fun. Like if and you're doing a voice now, right? So and that's the voice of the character.
Yeah.
That's fun because you could turn on and off like your recognition button, right? So I would.
She just code switched.
Yes, she did. Yeah. But what I would do is ride the train and then go, I'm a hero and heroes never die. And then let the doors close.
And all the nerds just show themselves. Yeah.
Yeah, that's hilarious. I'll try that.
Do you bother playing? Like you have to hear if it all worked.
Yeah, no, I've played before, but I'm not very good at it. It's really hard. It's really difficult. It's very intricate.
No, don't try to convince Tracy that her boyfriend is doing something hard.
Exactly. My boyfriend is so intelligent.
I'll tell you, it takes a lot of time. Okay. A lot of time. Yeah. He's up till 3 and I'm like, what is happening? Enough.
Yeah. He's never gonna die.
Yeah, he's never gonna die.
No, because heroes never die. I met a girl who said she had 325 hours on my character. Oh, that's like 3 months,
right.
No sleep, nothing but playing.
Yeah. That sounds like a lot of my friends.
Next time they hire you, you should be like, okay, but I get paid depending on how long people
play. Like,
can you imagine? We'd be on a yacht doing this podcast, right? And I'd be like, I'll buy you guys a yacht. I got recognized in a cafe the other day.
Because you had these giant cartoon wings?
Yeah. I was like, what's going on? I don't get it. Is it the wings? Is it the halo? But the waiter came up to me and was like, I'm sorry. This is super unprofessional. And in my head, I'm like, oh, he's going to tell me that I have to fucking leave because I'm not eating and I'm just drinking coffee. So I'm having this whole conversation with myself in my head. Like I'm planning a comeback. You know, I'm like planning to be like, you know, I've waited tables before and that's not cool and blah, blah, blah. And I'm talking to myself. And meanwhile, he's like finishing a sentence and he's like, I'm such a big fan. I'm like, what? Yeah. What do you mean? What, a fan of what? He's like, Overwatch. I recognize you.
You do,
like, shit.
You do kind of look like the character's blonde, but in the face you look like her, I think.
People say that, yeah. Yeah, that should be nice if there's a live action version of it.
Do you have any
that should be very good
action figures or dolls in your house?
No. Oh, somebody made me a doll, a Mercy doll. Yeah, it's really cool. My boyfriend thinks it's creepy. I think it's really cool.
Yeah, I'm so
very
floored.
Well done.
Your boyfriend said, anytime you bring this up, bring up me, the boyfriend.
Yeah, exactly. Did you always talk about the
My arm guards think it's awesome.
Did you decide on that accent?
She's Swiss. I'm German. I was born in Germany. But she is Swiss. And so we tried out like different levels of accents because naturally I would want to do it like this, but that's maybe a little bit too funny. So it's like a slight accent. It's like,
A little too funny.
Right.
It's a little too funny, but it's so fun to do it like
Wait,
that.
Wait, can I hear her voice live like next to you and then I can go tell everyone I know?
Did somebody call a doctor? That's one of her lines. Or, my servants never die.
Oh, wow. Or, I'm sorry. This is crazy.
So can you say Keith and the Girl podcast will never die?
I guess I can, yeah. Keith and the Girl podcast will never die. Ever, ever. Wow. But it's fun. You can be like, cupcakes never die. Coffee never dies.
Never, ever.
Never, ever. Good. You're very good. Thank
you. Thank Is you. Part of you nervous that you may have signed something and you can't just say things will never
yes.
die?
That's the thing that happened in my head just now. I was like, am I allowed to say things can't die? Wow. I made a video with one of the other voice actors who I had no idea is like this huge star on the voice acting scene. I was like, oh, hey, you're in the game too. Let's make a video. And he's like the Incredible Hulk, like the animated Incredible Hulk and like all these things. And I was just like fucking around and he was like, how are the kids out there? And I was like, kids never die. And he was like, oh my God. He's like, I hope not. I was like, yes, me too. Okay, bye.
Spiro is writing in. The only thing I know about Overwatch is that there's tons of porn about it. Is that where? Did you know about that?
My friend told me the other day, she was like, did you know that the most Googled phrase of 2017 is Overwatch
for porn? Yeah.
Oh,
and
your dick will never die.
Now, yes, that would be good. Oh, I got to find that guy.
Now I have to go. I'm like immediately going to text my boyfriend and be like, what's going on? Is that what you're watching?
Right.
Like, I didn't even put that together. You know what I mean?
But it would be harmless.
I don't care. Let him watch what he wants.
Exactly. You know what I mean? It would be like video Trace, game porn. Come on.
Tracy's like, I'm looking at you in real life and I'm so secure. Let him come over here and whack it now. Cheers.
And he's like, literally, he's like at work right now, maybe listening to me like, I can't. What is happening?
He's like, I really, when I say I'm playing Overwatch, I got to put a controller in my hand. My girlfriend thinks it's some VR thing where I just use my eyes, but
oh God. Oh.
They're getting so realistic, aren't they, honey? These video games. Your last one woman show that I referenced, the one before this new one, Cry Me a Liver.
No, my last one was Apocalypse Now, and the one before that was Cry Me a Liver.
Okay. Is Cry Me a Liver, does it have anything to do with alcoholism?
Say no. One of the it's 10 characters. One of the characters does, but no, it's not about alcoholism.
Okay,
it's a totally irreverent title.
Right.
Does the liver do something else other than wash through your alcohol?
Oh,
somebody told me something.
I got a feeling it rhymed with river, and that was
delivery.
The end of it.
It rhymes with yes, exactly. No, I actually started. I booked like a night at Dixon Place, and they were like, "Great, you can do Dixon Place. That place. You can do whatever you want." I was like, "Great!" And then like 3 days ahead of the date, they were like, "What are you doing?" I was like, oh God, that's true. I said I would do a show. Oh my God, what am I going to do? And I said, I'm just going to call it Cry Me a Liver. And that's how it started.
No panic.
No.
Totally
planned out. And then it turned into a show. So.
And this latest one.
Just made me laugh.
Entitled Hi Hitler.
Yeah. Hi.
You don't give a shit.
Hitler.
No, I follow.
I don't. I'm a German Jew.
Okay.
And as a Jew, I think I have the right to fuck with Hitler all I want.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Jared Kushner too.
Right.
He's on the table now.
I want to
fuck with him? He has the right to fuck with Hitler?
No. He can suck a dick, but no. Yes. Jared Kushner, Bernie Madoff, they're all on the table.
He can suck
right
a dick that never dies.
Yes, exactly.
Yes.
The when you were a kid, you thought people were saying in these movies, hi Hitler. How you doing?
I like that you say movies. Exactly.
Wow, how old
these
are you?
Movies. I am very young. I'm like 4 or 5.
Okay.
And I grew up in this household where people would argue all the time about history and art because my parents are artists and my mom's Jewish, my dad's German. And there's always big arguments in Germany in general with like people that say, oh, the aristocrats, they were in the resistance. And then my dad would argue for hours, be like, you're lying. They'd be like, no. And it would be like, Hitler this, Hitler that. Der Hitler hat das gemacht. Nein, das hat Hitler nicht gemacht. Hitler, Hitler. And
what are the romance
should I start hiding?
I know. I feel like, it's like a panic is like ensues. You're like, okay, you're bye. Like,
And so I always thought that he was like, and I would start, like, I doodled him as a kid, and my parents would laugh their heads off because I was like a little kid doodling Hitler, and I would doodle him holding up a peace sign.
Oh, regular Banksy. Wow.
Yeah, I'd be like, that's really progressive.
I am Banksy. And then I always thought it was, hi, Hitler, like a greeting. When I was like 4, I told my mom I wanted to be Hitler for Carnival. In my kindergarten, and she was like, I don't think that's a good idea. Maybe you want to be something else. Anything else, really, anything.
Were you like, wow, my mom's such a bitch, like, why can't I just do this? So
definitely. But you know, we would come, like, I had really bad teeth when I was a kid, and so I'd have to go to the dentist all the time, and every time we'd come back from the dentist, she would put on The Great Dictator for me and my sister when we were like 5, 6.
Would you?
What does that mean?
Charlie Chaplin's The Great Dictator.
Where he makes
fun of Hitler.
So what she's saying is she would think she's Hitler going to school, but the mom says, just take this cane and top hat and you're good.
Yeah.
Maybe that was the strategy. I never thought about it that way. Yeah, that was probably the strategy.
Kendra thought for a second your mom took you to a great dictator.
Yeah, they just had classes in Germany.
But you guys need to
watch this film.
I honestly thought, I'm like, are you just watching speeches by Hitler?
Great Dictator's hilarious. He plays Hitler and he dances with like a globe because he's such a megalomaniac. And then he greets Mussolini, who has all these salamis with him. And
when
it's very funny in Germany.
It's your dad that was German, right?
Yeah.
Now, when your German dad and your Jewish mom get together, is it like so fucking nasty? You know, like a cat and a dog marrying each other? Did they find it naughty?
A skunk and a
cat with a
rhinoceros marrying each other.
I see, right.
That's what
but they made it work.
Yeah.
So where's your mom from? Because
she's a Romanian Jew, but her father, my grandmother's a Romanian Jew. My grandfather on my mom's side was a German Jew.
Got it.
And he left in 1933, went to Romania.
How come?
He made, yeah. Yeah,
it was, what was it was the number one thing to do in Jewish Lonely Planet in 1933.
Exactly.
When you would, you find out now, you know, they catch these 90-year-old prison guards.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Should we let it go because they're so old?
No.
That's right.
Fuck those assholes.
Very good.
Oh my God, are you kidding me? Ugh. Ugh. I wish we could. No, I don't wish that. Yes, they should just go to prison.
Stone them to death.
Make
sure you stone them when they never die.
I never think it's too late. Is there something to be said for they had to go along with it, your regular civilians?
No.
There you go. Very good. I like you.
No, thank you. But isn't that like common sense?
It doesn't seem to be common sense.
No?
No. You can leave or, I don't know, fight and be killed. But no, I would like to think I would not play along.
No, I agree.
I'm just bragging.
This is just keeping like the resistance is coming and I will be on the right side. Thank you so much. The resistance is here, I guess.
Yeah.
Resist. So I was reading about your parents and they wanted to pretend that they were Puerto Rican.
I wanted to pretend.
You wanted to be Puerto Rican. Yeah. Why?
Because it wasn't cool to be German. I went to an international school, so we had like a group of German people, German girls that were all there. And in the 90s, it was cool to be Puerto Rican, and that's what we wanted to be. So we started talking like this, and we started wearing big...
Now, who's we? Earrings. You and your friends?
Me and my best friend, Philippa von Stackelberg, and Jenny Loft, oh. Katrin Grau.
They didn't
very Puerto Rican.
Yeah, they didn't get away with it.
Well, it's funny because we were all sort of, not all of us, but me and this other girl, we were like dark haired, so we could kind of get away with it. I'm short, you know, I look like my Romanian mother. So people are always disappointed when a German girl is announced and I walk through the door because I'm like 5'1" and I have brown hair. So we could kind of get away with it. Yeah, we kind of got away with it.
Did your parents notice it? Like, they're like, be proud.
No, they didn't notice anything. Okay. My parents hardly spoke English when we moved here.
Oh, so are you doing a Puerto Rican accent in your house and they don't even notice?
No, they would not notice at all. They'd be like, huh? But we always spoke German at home. I started calling myself Germanican.
Oh, okay. Well, that one, yeah, that's taking it a step.
You invented this.
Well, yeah, I did. My cousin moved to New York from Israel around the age of 10, which is such a difficult time. Because so her parents, like, they speak Hebrew, but they're really speaking Persian at home. So that's an extra layer. So, and she came here at the age of around 10, and she doesn't speak any English, and they throw her right into school, right? Yeah. So now everyone's learning in English, and she's going to school with a lot of Puerto Ricans. So her English just had the accent was like surrounding her. So she did sound Puerto Rican. She also looked Puerto Rican.
So funny.
You know, because you can't, you just look Puerto Rican, right? She didn't look like me. And I was like, how come you don't look like this? I would love to look Puerto Rican. Yeah. This is so annoying. Where'd you get that nose from? Like, how did that even happen in our lineage? And so I thought maybe you picked up the accent even by accident, because she really would have just picked up if she was around, like, maybe people with German accents. Yeah. She would have like a slight German accent in English because she was just picking up everything. So she was like this, she had an Israeli accent on her English speak with a Puerto Rican accent on top of that.
I can't even imagine what that is.
Amazing.
Yeah. I don't even know if I could do that.
No.
It's like I would try, and it's like Israeli meets Puerto Rican. I don't know.
So great. In High Hitler, is it more about you, or are you different characters again?
It's autobiographical, but I do all the characters.
Okay.
Yeah. So I play like 40, I think around 40 different characters.
That's impossible.
Wow. But like in situations, you know, so I'll play you and you and you, and I'll just do that.
Good
do
for you.
Do you get any shit for the Puerto Rican thing that you took on as a kid? Do you get any shit like the people compared to Rachel Dolezal, for example?
Oh, no. But it wasn't that bad. You know what I mean? It's not like I walked around and I was like, I'm Puerto Rican and no.
You were trying
It's a joke, really. I mean, it was also a phase. I was Rastafari for like 2 months too, you know? Because I wanted to wear a knitted hat to school and we had a no hat policy. So, but it was like an international school, so they would be very, like, they were very adamant to like respect everybody's cultures and religions. So I was like, this is my religion. They were like, oh really, what is it? I was like, I'm Rastafari. I just didn't want to wash my hair. I wanted to wear the knitted hat.
Yeah, nowadays you'd have to sign a paper like, all right, it's the second time you changed your whatever.
Exactly. It's enough.
that's enough. Tracy, I was alluding to your Twitter account. Oy. At Tracy Sorrent.
Yeah.
Honestly, I'm at the point, if a dude catcalls me when I'm walking my dog, I'm just going to throw the bag of shit in their face. IDC. I don't care.
Woo. Sorry. Not the funniest joke. It was not a joke. It was me being like.
But you could tell, like, it's written as you're walking the dog. I swear to fuck.
Yeah. I walk my dog at 7:30 in the morning. I was catcalled yesterday when I was walking my dog. And they're like, it's always interesting to me when two guys choose to catcall together. Huh. So they were like in a van and I was just wearing yoga pants. So, you know, it was very butt heavy. And one guy honked and the other guy waved. And I was like, well, they're a team. Right. But they didn't even see my face. So it was all just based on the butt. And also when I'm walking, again, a very cute dog, I'm always like, they love my dog. And then I'm like, no, they like my ass. But I can't stand it. Like, because again, I'm so tired. It's so early. Not that if it was 3 p.m., it'd be fine. But
I don't know. Who has time and energy at 7:30 in the morning?
I just can't. There's
a catcall?
Yeah.
Or just in general.
But you don't know everybody's schedule.
No, they were some type of, they were on the job. They were like in a,
right,
with had a bunch of equipment in the back. I was like, they've been working for hours. But
I do understand what you're saying. It is weird when there's two guys together. But maybe it's like, you had Trump and Billy Bush are walking with this model, and Billy Bush is like, but seriously, which one of you would you date? But seriously. Yeah.
It's just very annoying. I also, like, again, none of this will affect, because if they're going to catcall, they're going to catcall you even if you're holding a bag of shit.
Right.
But I'm holding a bag of shit. Nice. Like, I would assume it would just lower it, you know, a little bit. It couldn't, but, you know, it doesn't. And I can't stand it. I'm so aggravated by it.
Is it worth it all? Carrying around a bag of, let's say, chocolate, and you get catcalled, and then you eat
and then eat it
right in front of them.
Oh yeah. Or I can just have my dog actually eat the shit, which she would do,
right,
and be like, stare at them like that.
Oh yeah, but stare and like touch your nipple.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. I once yelled at a guy when it was like, again, 7:30, and I went, I'm walking my dog at 7:30, and he was like, what? And this was a guy like ready to, like, in a full suit going to work, and I just was like, do you not, I can't.
No, I
Here's
I,
what, I women, ask, okay. what women don't understand about catcalling.
Yes, please tell us. Yes,
I will tell you.
And that
you
was my question.
You can be sarcastic or you can learn. It's not about you. Yeah, that's true. Okay? Mm. I just need you to know I could have you if I wanted, and now I have to go to work. I'm not sitting down and having a conversation.
But you know what's funny? In Germany, there's no catcalling. And I have to be completely honest.
Stop it.
It's odd.
It's odd?
It's weird.
You're so used to it, though.
It makes, yeah. You're so used to it that you're like, is my outfit? Am I, should I go change? What's happening?
I know. I went to this country last year. I'm forgetting the name right now, but there was no rape. And I was like, this is just weird. Like, I don't, I'm like slightly uncomfortable, but I know I shouldn't be.
Like, you guys are, you know how to, we don't have that culture here. Wait, it's wonderful.
Are you asking me? Because you can just take it.
I can walk down the street. Oh my God.
It's weird, like all of a sudden, all the good laws Germany now has.
Yeah.
You know? They don't have the death penalty, right? Because of their history, right?
No, there's no death penalty. Yeah.
They already had enough death penalties.
Exactly. Yeah, they were like, we can't. Bye-bye.
They're like, how can we be popular?
And Americans can, like, smoke weed legally. Yeah. You can drink when you're 16.
And we're going to stop killing.
Trying hard.
Yeah. What was I going to say? Fuck, God damn it. I had it this whole time.
I like that you went for it anyway, though.
I know, because I was like, as soon as I say I have something, it'll come right back to me. Oh, I knew it. And it did. Mm. Catcalling. What do we do? Because I believe I've tried everything. I've turned around and said, fuck you.
Yeah.
I've taken pictures. I've taken video. I've ignored. I've yelled. I've said nicely, what would you like me to do with this?
I've married them. Why are you doing this? I've had kids with them. And then 20 years later, I said, joke's on you. I never liked you. Yeah. I was just fucking with you.
Because here's another thing. We continue to say, hey, we don't like this. And people like Keith are like, yeah, you shouldn't. And everyone should stop. But right. Like, obviously, and it does happen, all these other people are like, why can't you take a compliment? Why is this such a big deal? And so I ask you, when are you going to stop asking that? When is it going to be like, oh, they keep saying this thing. What are they saying again? I mean, it keeps happening, so I stop listening. But what makes it stop? Keith!
All I know is if my sweetheart says to me, hey, baby, I'm like, that's sweet. So picture you get called baby constantly all the time everywhere you go. All of a sudden, that's nails up your asshole.
I think people are hearing you and going, yeah.
He's not being sarcastic.
I mean, Keith's a nice guy. Look right? What he's saying.
I mean, I think it's, I mean, this is, you know, very heady, but I do think until we really have a cultural shift in terms of rape culture, it's not going to make a difference because we're still seen as ownership or, you know, on the platter for men to watch and to oogle and ogle out. And until we sort of raise this new generation,
how? It's like,
yeah, I don't know. Cause
when I saw that Twitter, I'm like, I hope she motherfucking does, but I know you can't because then
I don't get killed.
Right. Exactly. So you can throw shit and they could be surprised and grossed out and whatever, but they'll punch you.
Yeah.
And then you're done.
Well, that's the thing. I saw two men arguing. Again, 7:45. But they were arguing about their dogs, and I would usually get involved because one dude was completely wrong. He was very wrong about, you know, there's a lot of things in dog culture if you're a dog owner. But he was very wrong, and they started getting really heated and calling each other fucking assholes. And usually, again, from Queens, my instinct is to go, shut the fuck, it's 7:45, this is a neighborhood, like, you're a fucking asshole, shut up. But I was like, they could beat the shit out of me. These are two strong ass men. And I got a 16-year-old dog who like hobbles down that, like, we ain't running, you know? It's that same
You're
feeling
not gonna
of
leave
like,
him behind. Sorry!
Yeah, I've had to tell myself, do not yell, which is a bad instinct too. You know, I wanna be able to yell, but I'm like, will he kill me?
Well, but you never know, right? People are crazy. So that's you always have to kind of, but like, regardless of catcalling or not.
No, it's the same thing. Yeah, it's if you cut, if somebody cuts you off.
Yeah.
And you go like this.
Yeah.
Just middle finger.
Like, but I always thought it would be great to like plant a bunch of women around the city in cars on stoops, you know, and just like fuck with men and catcall them. But like not like in a way that, you know, they would like in the way that is nasty bothersome and like.
What is that? Why would that bother them?
Oh, baby, come on. Come here, baby. Smile, baby. That's the one that I don't like. Smile. I'm like, I'm in New York. What the fuck are you telling me to smile for?
Well, let me tell you something. Just today, I was listening to Tony Robbins, and he gets me excited about the day and tells me to look in the mirror and smile. That's how I start. And I'm like, God damn, if that doesn't feel good.
So if I can't, chose to listen to him.
So if I can't pay that forward.
Oh, yeah. Again, a guy's like, Keith, Tony, and Tony Robbins now are saying I should do this? Tony fucking Robbins?
Exactly. Speaking of which, people do, I don't want to call it cat call your dog, but they just constantly comment on your dog.
Yes, that's the new thing. That's what we were talking about before, was just, and my, you know, my boyfriend and I are walking. We walk. I have a very elderly dog who has problems. I mean, she's like, it takes her 12 minutes to walk across the street. But yeah, everyone has been really coming over and just being like, this is so sad. Your dog is sick. I've had people point, yell across the street, your dog is sick.
Wow.
What's wrong with your dog? Come up to me and just go, horrible. She's going to pass soon. Horrible. Like,
oh my God.
And my boyfriend calls her the dead dog magnet. People come up to us and go, so terrible. My dog just died at 14, had cancer, like, I had once had a person who yelled across the street with his elderly mother. And I was like, what if that was reversed? Like, she was like, no, again, oh. I wish I'm so early. I don't have a comeback. So yeah, it's one of these phenomenons now. My boyfriend and I are shocked. Like, truly, like, we feel like we don't know what's happening. I don't know what to say to people anymore, but everyone just keeps telling me my dog is going to die. And
maybe
she's been really sick.
Maybe put a sign on him that says, yeah, this dog is not dying.
Yeah, I'm just like, I have been going to the same dentist for my whole life. So we were talking about my dog, and my dental hygienist was like, tell them you just got him at the pet store. So shout out to my dental hygienist, right, Helen, because I was like, I felt like that was a good comeback of like being like, this dog is brand new. It's like a baby. It's like a year old.
Yeah.
It's like, I did a new something breed. Wrong. Yeah.
I know it loses half its value as soon as I take it off the lot, but this is what I got, and I'm pleased. I walk my dog without a leash around our block, and sometimes people who lost the dog have to run up and say, no, not without the, right, not without a leash, you can't. I'm like, I'll take it under advisement, take it.
Oh my God, I would
try to keep walking. Right, what would I say to you? Like, what can I tell you? I trained this one well.
Yes, but I would get mad at you if I saw you.
Well, I'm a free spirit.
Because because my dog is so old, she can't, if a dog runs up to her, she can't do anything. So right. I have to literally like,
pick her up.
Yeah, or something. So I'd be like, I don't have it on a leash. I'm just saying. See, dog politics.
You guys can't help yourselves.
No.
That's what we learned.
But if anyone sees me in like a block radius in Astoria off the 30th stop, just leave me the fuck alone. Say your dog is cute or walk away. Right. That's it. I don't want to hear it.
Just a little head shake though.
That's it. Yeah. I don't want to hear it. Or I'm about to throw the dog shit at them too.
That would be so amazing.
But you're right, by the way, when you mentioned the two guys, do I tell them to quiet down their argument? No, because they could kill me. I was reading a story today about a guy happens to be an Uber driver, and he got into a stupid argument with somebody and then ended up unrelated to driving an Uber, stabbed them to death.
Hmm. So wait, like, the Uber driver stabbed?
He happened to be an Uber driver who got into an argument with a neighbor and ended up stabbing him. So yeah, you don't, like, I get in the car and the guy has an attitude. I'm like, five stars.
Yeah, absolutely. Because they know where you live too, basically.
That's what my mom never wants me to. My mom literally to this day, and again, I'm 30 years old. I text the cab number. I text the name. She doesn't want me taking cabs alone.
Oh, every time you take a cab?
Sometimes I'm bad.
About
but it makes her feel, I forget to do it. But so, it makes her feel better, but I'm like,
to know who to take
because
to
if
court.
Somebody, yeah, if somebody, it's like, boom. Right. That's what she wants.
A very huge man ran into me on the street the other day, like ran into me. And I was like, yo, what the fuck? And he flipped the fuck out. Yeah. He's like, I'm going to fucking break your jaw. I was like, oh, okay, I'm sorry. Bye. Mm-hmm. Right. I'm fucking small, you know? Yeah. And I was like, shit, I should always just like walk away because you never know, people are crazy.
When I give the cab driver my address, I give the address and then I go, which totally isn't my house.
Yeah, it's not my house. It's my grandma's house.
Now, let me mention this. Sleep Number beds. I have one. You should get one too. They're amazing. You can adjust. I adjust my side of the bed a certain firmness, 35, if I'm going to be personal. My wife's is 55 right now, but we're in the same bed. Wow, mind blown. Yeah. And you have Sleep IQ technology. It tells you how you slept the night before. I got an 85, by the way, out of 100.
Wow.
Yeah, and I have dogs. This is what I'm
crazy.
Saying. Yes. And let's say it was a 70 the other night. Well, I can look at this app or call somebody at Sleep Number for free, and we can figure out how to adjust the bed better. Now, I don't need a mechanic to come into my house. It's a simple thing on a remote control or an app, but it's beautiful. And now they have one better. Sleep Number 360 smart beds that as you're sleeping, the bed can tell if you're getting restless and adjust automatically.
That's nuts. Like, oh, are you not comfortable? Here, let me help you.
Yeah.
Okay, good, because I was busy sleeping.
Yes, that's crazy.
It's time you meet the bed that could only come from Sleep Number, and that's the only place you'll find it. Also, right now, you save on Sleep Number 360 beds, plus a 2016 Queen C4 mattress is now only $1,299. Save $300. Visit any of the 550 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Visit sleepnumber.com to find a Sleep Number store near you. And be sure to tell them that Keith and the girl sent you.
That's the important part. By the way, I was on my bike yesterday. Not for nothing, but I biked 20 miles yesterday.
Oh my gosh.
Whatever.
Oh my God.
Did two shows, went to a show, went to an after party. Wanted to die when I got home.
Yeah,
but anyway.
What's happening?
Well, because the thing is my bike is so heavy that even if I'm like, fuck this, I can't make it over the bridge, I cannot lug that bike into the subway system and then wait for however long. So I'll just bike home. But as soon as I got home, I don't even remember going to sleep. I just remember waking up and being like, holy shit. So aside from that, so I don't have handle brakes. I have that when you go to the back, it brakes, right?
With your pedals.
With my pedals, yeah. So, but it's the chain has been coming off like almost every time I ride it. Here's the problem with that. When the chain comes off.
What is the problem with that?
I can't imagine. I have no brake.
Oh, shit. Oh, my God.
Yeah, which I'm like, okay, I got to get that fixed, but I also have to get to this next thing. So I just keep going. Yesterday, I was like, okay, this is the downhill. And I'm like Fred Flintstoning with my feet. I'm just like, please stop. And then I'm just like, okay, now I got to pick people who are going to stop me and go, please stop my bike or I will hit you.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Wow, that's epic.
Yeah. And I see like these two women in my, I slowed down enough where I'm like, but I can't stop. I either have to jump off my bike or something. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to pick one of three things and everything has to go really fast. I see two women. I'm like, I think I'm slow enough where all they have to do is like catch my handlebars on either side.
Oh my God.
So how do I relay that? It's all going very fast. Or I need to just like crash into something gently. Or
I love it. It's great.
Or I could just jump off. I ended up just jumping off because I slowed down so hard. Because you know when things get like, I'm like, okay, how much can my feet hit the ground right now to slow down? And I was like, and I stopped myself.
That's so it's so worth that story not to get the chance.
Yeah. Tracy, you over my leashless dog yet?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Now I can never be on this podcast again. It was nice knowing both of you. No. I can't. And that, I don't, on bikes too. I get nervous with bikes.
I can't bike in New York.
Yeah. No. If Henda was coming towards me being like, I can't stop, I would just move out of the way. What the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah.
Okay, so me too. I'd be like, crazy lady.
Because I would not
clear the bridge.
Right. I would not assume that I'm stopping. Somebody could even say, please, I can't stop. Stop my bike. I don't imagine I stop the bike and it goes well.
No.
How do you stop a bike? I don't even know.
You just hold it, you know.
No, I don't know how to do that.
I would have given them instructions on the way. Stop my bike. You hold the right handle. You hold the left and do it in a very slow manner.
Just strangers?
No, I mean, I couldn't. It was a stupid idea. It was just my quick. That's where my quick thinking went. God. But I saved myself, people.
Do you have any idea?
Please don't ride that bike.
Do you have any idea how insane this is?
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, and I'm getting handlebar breaks.
1 to 10, there how insane.
11?
Mm. I'm getting not fixing my chain. No, by the way.
No chains.
You can't, I don't know how to fix my chain. If it's coming off, I don't understand that, but I am going to a bike shop. I just haven't had a chance to.
I don't understand it. You go to a bike shop.
I don't want to take the subway. It's so
I
nice
hear that.
Let me tell you.
It's so nice out.
I'd rather die.
That is risky than take business the subway. Right now. That's risky. Yeah. That's some risky shit.
Yeah, I know.
It's
risky.
It's real nice outside. The shrubberies are full, so I could just crash into those.
Yeah. You need to call Brian Lehrer and tell him that story and be like, this is what I'm doing to avoid the MTA.
See, and this is why you can't have a leashless dog.
Right. You're right. Now you make a point.
There we go.
Full circle, people.
Last night, Hemda did make it to the Ritz Voss roast.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Even though you were driving brakeless. Holy cow, you're insane. You should tell that story to the people trying to sue your husband for dinging that car. So anyway, Rich Voss had a roast. Bonnie McFarlane put it together for his birthday. Now, that's some birthday present. All your friends are going to call you a fucking idiot with a lisp. Well, thank you. Happy birthday. But it was a lot of fun. People that stood out to me, Jim Norton, Big J. Okerson, Robert Kelly, Joe DeRosa. I thought it was fantastic. I know who was it? Jim Florentine was fantastic.
Amazing.
And he said, well, Bonnie McFarland, you know, who's married, of course, to Rich Voss, immigrated from Canada to New York to get stupid rich. And I'm like, bah! And then some of these jokes, it like takes a minute. And then everybody, I ended up hoarse. And I was just laughing.
Yeah, it was nice. It's surprising because it's like, I think I laugh less and less the more I'm in comedy. And here I was like, oh my God, I'm laughing. Yeah.
Right. Rich would talk about what a whore Bonnie was, and Bonnie's sitting there going like, I'm your wife. Yeah. What are you doing? I get anything for a joke, but I'm your wife. You're fucking a whore. Anyway, Rich Voss, of course, because it's the roast in his honor, he was the last one to go up. Mm. He was so funny that this would sound offensive to him, how surprised I was, how funny he was.
You know what's stupid though? And maybe this would be offensive too. I'm always surprised how funny he is, you know, because he's just like, he's a guy, blah, blah, blah. And I feel like all he's going to do is be offensive, like an asshole. Right. And then I'm like, no, this is fucking funny. This guy like has all the timing. He knows exactly where to hit you, especially roast. Like I remember he was here. He was here for like 3 minutes. He already took down everybody in the room. And we're like, you know what? That's funny. That's very funny.
You have no friends, but you're hilarious.
Yes, exactly.
No one can get real with you, but you seem okay.
That's why he has a roast for his birthday. He's like, payback. There you
right. go. by the way, before I get more into Rich, Robert Kelly, like I said, was there. And all the jokes are fat jokes. Mm. You know, he's in the show.
He's in fat mode now.
Sex, drugs, rock and roll, but only the roll part is true. You know, that kind of thing. Robert Kelly, close to the end of the show, he orders chicken wings. He's on stage eating. Don't be helping these motherfuckers out. I can't help myself. Like, you're not doing it as an act. You're enjoying chicken wings on stage.
Who doesn't?
Closing the kitchen.
Closing the kitchen, and there's a special on cheese sticks. I get it. So anyway, Rich Voss is, you know, closing things up. And Anthony Cumia from Opie and Anthony is in the audience. He happens to be at the table right next to me, so I can hear everything going on. And Anthony would chat. And of course, you know, they would pick on Jim Norton and the Opie Anthony show in general, that kind of thing. So Anthony's name is being brought up, but Anthony starts attacking back and throwing a joke out. And Rich is so quick that even though Anthony, I think, is very, very funny, this is Rich's wheelhouse and just shutting him down each time. But Anthony keeps going. And what's weird especially is that all the jokes about Anthony are...
Wife beater.
Beating your girlfriend.
Underage women.
Obviously racist.
Oh, yeah, racist.
And he's laughing at it.
And helping out. He's like... I don't want to keep my daughter. Rich is like, I don't want to keep my daughter around you. She's 10. She's blah, blah, blah. And Anthony goes, don't worry. She's too old for me or something like that. Oh, and I'm like, this is, you know, it's like we're talking about you, right? Right. Like this is based on a true story.
Rich would say, you know what? God. Say what you want. But there's Anthony Cumia and he's a great broadcaster. No, I mean, he puts broads in casts. And then Anthony's like,
And Anthony's girlfriend was like, ha, that's you, hugging him. Like, yeah. Everything's so funny. I read about that. Oh, right. they joked about, what was the Periscope joke? Do you remember that one?
Something like, I don't remember. But that's where, you know, he's saying the N-word on Periscope and, you know, threatening to.
I honestly had no, I don't know any of this. I'm not going to lie.
Right. Yeah. You can look it up, but
now I will be Googling.
It's pretty damning.
Also probably ashamed. Or not ashamed, probably like, ew.
Like Rich would say, you know, don't beat me up, and then Anthony would yell, I'm not gonna beat you up, I'm not fucking you.
Oh, that's horrible.
I don't were like people it. Laughing or was it just like they were, dead silent?
It was not nothing squirmy. Was dead silent. No,
nothing
no.
was dead silent, but there were
it was like, oh my God.
There were like some
like gasps,
like moans or murmurs, like this is really going on for a while, like he's not stopping. There was that kind of thing, but you know, the whole thing is, for lack of a better word, caustic. So they're like, all right, I guess everything's okay. Well, but this seems too much.
The weirdest thing is, it's weird to say, everything was so fast and funny that there was laughter.
Residual, what it is.
Yeah, there was laughter and I can't believe I'm laughing at this. And then it's like, wait, why am I laughing at this? Yeah. It takes a second. Yeah.
At the same time when you're dancing and you're like, what the fuck are they saying? You know?
Like, this is ace of base now. This is not good anymore.
That's true. Also, when you're dancing, it's like, you're feeling it and then it's like, wait, I just realized what song I was looking like I was feeling it
exactly.
to. No, I don't like this song.
Yeah, exactly.
It tricked me.
Exactly. Exactly.
Oh, that's.
But they're like, rehab worked right for you. And he's like, ah! I take the time to look over, make sure there is a drink in front of him.
But if he did it like that, I would have laughed. Right.
It's close.
I mean, that's what it was. That's what all they needed, right?
He's like, my kids are over there. And he and Anthony goes, yeah, they are. I'm like, what is happening?
Wow.
I don't mean no like.
Right. I mean, I like it, but like when you wanted to stop those two guys from arguing in the street, yeah. that's music to me.
Yeah.
Arguing, you know, as long as I'm a couple feet away. I like that stuff. So I enjoyed it, but I know how weird and wrong it was.
I mean, I think that like if I had no stake in the game, then I would have not been like, these are just two schmucks arguing. But one guy was so wrong about it.
Yeah.
And I was like, as somebody with a dog, it's like, you know, if you're fighting and it's like, oh, you're also on my team, you should be a part of this conversation. But if I hear two people, I'm always like, these motherfuckers, these idiots, I'd like to go. Like, there'd be a lot of fights in my high school. Queens. And I once walked through a fight that broke out massive, like, and I literally went, I'm going to class. Like, that's nice. Me. Like, I was like, get the fuck, I'm going to class. I don't need this. And that was me at 16. So
I just heard your queens come out.
Yes, yeah, it means that's it. Class.
Yeah.
I'm going to class. Totally.
Speaking of crazy, Charlie Sheen facing financial woes. He put his Babe Ruth's 1927 World Series ring and the original contract, sending him from the Red Sox to the Yankees.
Oh my God, no, not that. Anything but that.
Oh, poor Charlie.
And then
he
had
to sell that.
He has to live without that ring. Oh my God.
What
about
the glass case? Does he have to keep that?
Resist. Honestly, the world is now just unbearable. Oh my God.
Charlie sold his bat.
I'm so glad.
And it really hurt.
They're finally reporting this kind of news. And I feel
we need
like,
it. Yeah. And we need
it.
No,
me too. Yeah. And it's a full page. It should be.
Oh,
and it's
yeah.
in color and everything. It's
Bidding good. Has already reached nearly $1 million for both items combined.
Oh, my only? God. How is he going to live on that?
I don't know.
Oh my God.
And all the, you know, sad. Reruns of Two and a Half Men.
That's not enough.
And the residuals.
No, it's only
not
Two
enough.
And a Half Men.
Exactly. If there's a third man, it'd be fine.
I've enjoyed these incredible items for more than two decades. I'd put the ring on, take it off, put it on. It was a good time.
It's a cock ring.
But now it's time for other people to enjoy it. Whatever price it brings is gravy.
He's so brave.
Gravy.
Brave. That's what the word I was going to use, mm-hmm. so I'm glad you used it. Because it is brave.
Mm-hmm. Source is saying he's desperate for cash. He's blown through all his millions and can't find work.
That's not desperate for cash.
Oh my God.
Okay. When people could sell their ring, and just knowing that, just knowing that you have a ring that is still able to sell for a million, you are not desperate for a lot of things.
And so, and your dad is fucking Martin. Get the fuck out of here.
Get out of
here.
All you have to do, it's literally, trash. All you have
and
to do.
And your brother.
You need to send out like 10 apologies probably, and you are bankrolled for life. Right. Shut the fuck up.
Right.
Yeah.
Or like blow up again and some reality show will be coming like, and you'll be fine.
I do like him though, I have to say.
I don't know why. We just listed a buttload
of
things.
I like him. I like that he didn't take any shit and he, you know, I like that he's a little bit crazy.
Isn't he another one who treated women like crap?
Yeah, what shit was he supposed to be taking?
Did he treat women? He sleeps with porn stars.
I mean, that's fine. But did he didn't beat anyone. Did he beat somebody?
Keith?
You guys ready?
Yeah.
He is also being sued by an ex-girlfriend for exposing her to HIV without telling her he was infected.
Ugh, that's horrible.
How are you feeling about him now?
Okay, yeah. We have to have a talk with Charlie.
Just changed.
All right, yeah.
Sheen claims to have no idea how much he paid for the Babe Ruth pieces, only admitting they were purchased in the early 90s. He says they are in pristine condition. The historic document, the one that he signed, which is said to have sparked the curse of the Bambino. So he left the Red Sox, went to the Yankees, and supposedly that's why the Red Sox haven't won a World Series.
Oh, right.
So much history in that ring. So much history.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well,
I mean, I feel like a ton of ex-girlfriends have sued him for a number of things.
He's a shithead.
Yeah, he's a shithead.
He's a fucking shithead.
He's a shithead. But like you said, Emilio Estevez is his brother.
It's true.
And you haven't heard a bad thing about Emilio? Have
no.
You? Have you?
No, I never.
I don't need people coming after me right now. All I'm thinking is Mighty Ducks, and that's it. And my Emilio Estevez.
How scary is it to be like, and that guy's nice. Wait, let me rethink that. Hold on.
That's everything now.
Yeah.
That's I like that this. Is everything 2 days now. Later, it's like, no, you shouldn't have liked that.
Or like someone will be like, hey, Do you like Bobby down the road? And I'm just like, yeah, never did anything. Wait, never did anything to me, but I don't know.
It's always like, I don't know.
True.
TJ Miller is in the show Silicon Valley. He's the one that runs the incubation chamber, of course. He's leaving Silicon Valley. I think he's so good in that. Yeah. Not that I know the politics over there at all. He despises the executive producer. So he's leaving. And he says, I didn't talk to Alec Berg, because I don't like Alec. I don't know how smart Alec is. he went to Harvard, and we all know those kids are fucking idiots.
Nice.
That crimson trash. Those comedy writers in Hollywood are fucking Harvard graduates, and that's why they're smug as a bug.
This is so amazing. There's no way that like all the people you're working with are cool and nice and smart and wonderful. Yeah. So, you know, when everyone's like, when the interview on late night shows isn't, how'd you like working with such and such director?
Yeah.
Oh, he was a fucking asshole, but I'm glad you asked. You have literally 3 minutes to interview me. You're only going to ask me about people I hate. No, you're asking about somebody's boss and their coworker. So this is a dream when somebody's like, you know what? Executive producer can kiss my ass. I bet he's not the only one to think that. It's impossible.
It's true.
And good for him.
Good for him.
Now watch. He's the asshole and I'm just
I mean, I don't know. I always find it interesting, right? I think that if somebody did something horrific, was like sexually harassing somebody, then I'm like, but it's hard. Not that I'm like, shit, like, let TJ Miller do what he wants. He's killing it. But like, you know, it's hard to be like, I'm going to talk shit when that's your experience with that. Do you know what I'm saying? It's like, becomes in a coworker aspect of.
Right. Because
I always feel weird about being like, I'm going to talk shit about an old client or whatever.
Well, he must have really fucked them over for him to go public and say.
Yeah, but I also think TJ Miller.
But Tracy's right. Like, if this is what I think you're saying, let's say they didn't get along. He didn't like the way he was bossed around. He didn't like the way they were on set or anything. What you're saying is, unless it was like something that legitimately crossed the line, and you're like, "This is the thing.
Right.
It's abuse. It's harassment. It's whatever. It's outside of work." Then you're really just bitching about. A boss or a coworker that maybe you should keep within your circle because we can all bitch about our boss and our coworkers, and everybody thinks that the way they would do it would be better.
That's what I'm saying. I'm just going professionalism wise.
Right. But it seems like retaliation. And so his only way to get back at him is to go public and expose what an asshole he is.
Well,
so,
that's
what it feels like, right?
I mean, I think him just leaving is like,
it's a move.
Boom.
Right.
Yeah, like a move. But I mean, again, anyone could do whatever the fuck they want.
You're right. I don't know where that line is because there's...
Yeah, I don't know.
I think the line is of like abuse or like you're so... It's not... The line isn't, well, I wanted to quit that job because I hate the job. So you can hate it quietly and keep going. But is the line like, hey, this executive producer is not only an idiot, he treats people like absolute garbage. Or is he just an elitist and you don't like his face constantly?
Right.
You know,
but I think it's also a thing of that nobody does that because actors, even if they're successful, they're still, you know, they're afraid that they're not going to get other jobs.
Because
Yeah, exactly. Right, so it is kind of a ballsy move to do that publicly and also kind of empower others to not take shit as well.
But I have to say, look at the different roles, though, that TJ Miller does. Not that I know him. He does seem a little... out there. And then when you look at the HBO show Crashing, where they use real people's names and they're a caricature of themselves, he's an alcoholic mess. He's and he's very bombastic. And I don't know, just reading this article, I don't know whose side to take.
I mean, I think that's what I'm saying, right? Unfortunately, like, listen, we all need to speak more about what we're getting paid, who's in the writer's room. You want to talk about Harvard people, Harvard men, white men in the writer's room? We could have that conversation all day in comedy shows and on TV and how many men or whatever. Like, I just read that the new X-Files is coming back and they didn't hire a single woman. We can have these discussions about Harvard being in the, I went to a state school, like being in comedy spaces. But again, that's subjective to me. I didn't like him. We didn't get along. So where's the professionalized line? I'm sure I hired people on my sets who were like, I don't like the way she ran that set. I mean, I'm really good. So I'm like, hire me. Thank you. But there could have been.
Yeah.
And then if they start, I'm going to now go on Keith and the Girl and I'm going to say I didn't like X, Y, and Z. And I'm going, wait, what the fuck? I thought we were fine. Or what the fuck? Like, Alec Berg could maybe think, I'm sure he knew there was a problem. I'm just saying we have to be, you know, everything that comes out about companies in mass when a bunch of coworkers or again, I'm just wondering what the line is, because that to me just sounds like, I don't know if that's good.
It seems odd and petty. You're right.
But I get the feeling of fuck it too. So I'm like, I don't know my feeling on it, because I'm like, when I first read it, I was like, ooh, but that sounds like something T.J. Miller would do, so right?
Also, going back to X-Files and the writers, I hate to say it, did chicks know about aliens?
I mean,
I think he's pissed because he snatched up the Babe Ruth certificate.
That's what it was.
He wanted it. Alec got it. It's a problem. Yeah. Now they have beef.
That's so funny, because I just noticed that I'm like, good, then tell about your boss. And I'm like, you're so right, but I'm so, my nerves are shot lately. It's like, I don't know to be like, you know, very adamant about things. And then I'm like, well, I have to be adamant about it. Like, I have to have opinions on things. And then I'm just like, yeah, and be on the side of the smaller person. And in this case, this seems like the smaller person, because he's complaining up.
Right.
So every time somebody complains up, I'm like,
that's my impulse.
Yeah, complain up.
Same.
But at the same time, you're right. I do need to take into account, like, you know, to just let everybody bitch. But then it's like, well, how much in the past did I ignore people talking about, you know, sexual harassment and things like that, where it's like, okay, but you have a job and whatever. But yeah, there's a line.
Alec Berg could be a dick. I don't know. What the fuck do I know? I don't know. I just don't know. Like, it's always interesting to me, because then I go, oh, who's going to want to work? You know what I'm saying?
From Tracy's new book.
I don't know.
What the fuck do I know?
What the fuck do I know? I don't know. I'm always just like, where is the level?
And also, I'm flinging my bag of dog shit at you.
Yeah. Share your salary numbers, because that's how we talk about equal pay and shit.
Do you share your salary numbers?
I would be maybe not on a podcast you know, but
with each friend. Other.
Yeah, with each other.
Yeah.
I would be, just because, like, there is a thing of just like finance, whatever. But yeah, I think women especially need to be sharing each other's numbers, and men to share with women, especially on sets.
And share the money too.
Share the money.
That's the easiest one.
If you make more money, buy lunch.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Thank you. They're finding jurors for Martin Shkreli's Ponzi scheme.
They're not going to find jurors.
Sorry, projectile vomited across the room.
$11 million Ponzi scheme alleged.
Sorry, can I just say something real quick? If you look at that guy's face, he looks like a psychopath. Yeah. I mean, what is happening? How did this guy get where he is? I don't understand. Like, that blows my mind.
Right. God gives us clues. You know what I mean?
Definitely.
Don't work with a guy with that kind of face.
He looks insane.
Look insane. If he was a serial killer in the movie, you'd be like, you don't got to be that obvious.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly. You'd be like, oh, poor actor. He's only going to play serial killers.
Well,
for
no
the
joke.
Rest of his life.
They, out of 134 jurors, they found none. They had to send everybody home, because everybody's like, yeah, I don't like him. This person said, one young man who mentioned Shkreli's $2 million purchase of the only copy of the Wu-Tang Clan album Once Upon a Time in Shaolin answered the judge, honestly, I wouldn't be able to be impartial? Because he kind of looks like a dick. And then he shrugged and went, sorry. I mean, true story.
I love that
guy. The thing about him too is, right, like, I feel like, you know, we tend to do that. We're like, oh, this guy or this person, you look like a psycho. But like, that can get dangerous, right? Because there's a lot of people who have things and whatever. And, you know, but he has tweeted such disgusting, like, he's like Donald Trump, like a Donald Trumpist type. Like, he's not hidden what kind of piece of shit he is. Mm-hmm. If you're going to be a piece of shit. But then I don't know. Donald Trump,
but he doesn't look like a psychopath because he has something weird with his face. It's like coming out of his eyes and then distorting his face and like jumping at you. And I mean, I just don't understand. He's so young and he's so gross. I don't what the fuck? Where does this guy come from?
Yeah, I guarantee he's a part of this Ponzi scheme. But it would be interesting if he wasn't. And he's like, you know what? I'm just going to be a big old asshole and tweet this and say that. But I know he is part of it. So shut up. What are you doing?
Why do people keep doing Ponzi schemes? I don't get it. Think another scheme.
I want to do a Ponzi scheme.
Just like, it seems like they don't go well.
Right.
Seems like they have an expiration date.
It's a funny name, though.
Yes.
Ponzi scheme. Yes. It seems like something when you're a kid, you're like, I want to grow up and do a Ponzi scheme, mommy.
If we all know the name of the scheme, it's over.
Exactly.
So it's over. It's not a scheme anymore.
We need a new name.
A Florida man pretended to be a police officer. He pulled a woman over The woman ended up being a real police officer.
Nice. Good.
That's karma.
That should be the death penalty when you get caught doing that. And I'm not joking because the vulnerability you must have, never mind being a guy, being a woman.
Yeah.
And this guy's pulling you over and he's a cop.
Because I wonder what are you going to do when you pull over? Like what was his intention? Because it wasn't to be like, hey, I gave her a fake ticket. She's never going to know. She's right. going to pay right. no one.
No.
Like that's not in his
mind. The intention is what is the thing.
Yeah. What was he going to do? Do we know?
I don't know. But he ended up going, oh, it was a prank.
Oh, how did she know? Does she know every person?
She knows badges. Okay. They study them.
Right. True.
and then like something might seem
what
off.
What was her first clue?
And you ask a police question. And then I guess he probably doesn't know it.
Yeah. So he was in uniform and everything?
He's like, I'm pulling you over for 1488.
He's like, no, that doesn't exist.
You went to Halloween town.
Right. Exactly.
And just like committed to it.
1488, you're catching me eat a live baby?
In my first one, when I said that, though, I was like, those costumes are so expensive. He wanted another ride. He was like, I can't wait till Halloween again.
A Missouri couple returned home to discover construction workers had ripped the roof off their house by mistake.
Nice. By mistake, good one.
They got the wrong address. It was a project in St. Louis. They tore off dozens of shingles, then they realized their mistake, and they ran.
What? They ran?
The company will now fix the roof at no charge. This couple is about to sell their home. First of all, imagine what good work they're going to do when they fix this house. Right. Oh, they're going to use top shelf materials.
Right, yeah.
Oh my God.
Dog shit.
They ran.
That's ridiculous.
I love that.
I also.
And they didn't have a roof.
Bob, they're calling me about that project today on Elm Street. Yeah, I think we left it.
But can I ask a question? Where'd they run from and with what crane? Like, who was it just two men who jumped out of a crane? Were they ripping it with their bare hands? Who's running?
And then they pass you and they go, hey, pretty, I gotta go.
Hey, yeah. Still have time to say I want to whip my dick out. It's ridiculous.
Definitely.
Here's a fun one. As one of the world's largest entertainment companies, Disney is used to adoring fans, but Jeff Reitz has topped them all visiting its California theme park 2,000 days in a row.
Ew.
He's from five and a half years. He's in a row.
You know what? This guy's having trouble
dating.
Wait,
every day?
Yeah.
Every day.
He goes to Disney World?
Yeah.
This guy's having trouble dating and he's going, I don't get it. I'm a nice guy.
Oh, yeah. I go to Disney World.
I mean, what nicer thing is to go to Disney World? And it's like, Bob, you have to have something a little more interesting.
That's expensive.
That's my first thought. What privileged piece of shit is this?
Well, he knows you collect the Coke can. It's always half price anyway.
Oh, it is? I've never been.
What we mostly know about him, says one of these publicists for Disney, what we mostly know about him is that he loves Disneyland.
Wow. No. Really? How did they know that?
They cracked the code.
Very smart.
I'm just wondering how he's paying for it.
You're still.
That's like where I am. I'm just like, how is he paying? Like, what pass is he buying?
Does he go on rides?
Why don't we have more information?
And how can we find out more?
All we know about him, and we know this, he loves being here.
And I love. My favorite part is.
Meanwhile, this guy's walking around.
Guy.
He's
walking.
He knows everybody's name. He knows who sells the lemonade.
There's people that are doing bad things on this planet and he goes to Disney World every day.
That is very true, very good, but I also a deeper point of this to me is not to shit on journalists or having a tough time. What fucking journalist pitched this and was like, I can get a little thing and just get nobody. I have no sources. I've never met the dude. They don't know him, but we got it. Like, I went to journalism school. Rule one is
bring him on the podcast.
That's true, because part of it was like, oh, did you get a big scoop when you talk to the people who work there? Yeah, they say they know he likes Disney.
Ooh.
You know what it is? I'm scared of this guy a little bit, and I'll tell you why. Listen, 5.5 years, you go to the same place every day, right? Nobody knows anything about you. You didn't make one friend. 110. You didn't make one friend. I ask you, you go to the movie theater like every other day, let's say. Mm-hmm.
Did they know not to say, hey, do you want to round up your change for the poor? They know me.
But you know what happened? He pitched the story himself.
He
wrote the paper and he said, hello, I've gone to Disney World every day for 2,000 years or whatever it is.
But they didn't even check it. They're like, yeah, he's not making that up.
Right. 100 days didn't seem to excite you. 500 exactly. days didn't move you. 1,000.
He's been trying.
Right. 1,000's nothing. 2,000? And then they're like, all right.
And we don't know his age, right?
I give him 2,000 thumbs up. I like you, dude. I want to meet you. I like him.
No, the article doesn't say his age.
The article doesn't even say his age. Crap. This is crap.
He's 9.
Because if he's 90 and he was like, oh, and he grew up in the Depression era tenements on the Lower East Side and now he's living it up, God bless. But if right. he's like, you know, 35, what the hell's happening here?
Okay,
but
Tracy, that would have been a better piece of news.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, they were like, what do you know about this? Nothing. Here's the paper.
Exactly.
We should go find
it. I haven't used my journalism degree in 10 years, but sure, I could be doing a better job.
Actually, yeah, they didn't answer any of the what, when, where, and how.
They just printed his email.
It was just where? Where in Disney World? On the next story, who?
Yeah, please.
Hi, Disney. It's me, Keith, from the New York Post. Yeah, I know I left a lot of messages. I really am reaching a deadline. If you can tell me anything you know about this guy, please. Hey, I'm here. Oh, okay. Thank you. Yeah, you got to quit calling. I don't know. He loves Disneyland. Click. Okay. Well, we learned he loves Disneyland.
Exactly. Quote, going in.
Right. Tracy Soren, the Twitter account is twitter.com/TracySoren. Find out if she was catcalled that day. And if she was, go another day.
Exactly.
TracySoren.com is the website. All right?
Very true.
This is true. Hot. Lucy Poole. Poole. Who said that?
I did.
You're wrong. I think you're mistaken.
All right.
Lucy Poole, P-O-H-L.
L-U-C-I-E.
Of course, L-U-C-I-E. The Instagram account is You Love Lucy. Not I Love Lucy. Very clever. Yeah. You Love Lucy.
Oh, and so it's you is instead of I, and your version of spelling of Lucy is instead of Lucy. So now we know.
Yeah.
There we go.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Everything is the opposite. Just think everything is the opposite and you'll get her hand.
Mm-hmm. And then how do you remember how to pronounce her name? You remember she's like a fine glass of water. She's like a pool, but not that. Pole.
Yeah, yes, exactly. Pole position. Bipolar. Great poles of fire.
Right. Great poles of fire. That popular saying.
Colonoscopy.
Colonoscopy.
The Twitter account.
Wonderpole.
Lucy Poole Comedy. LucyPoole.com. HiHitlerShow.com. You can see what's doing. You want to check that out.
Please do. July 11th through the 30th.
All right. Well, congrats.
Cherry Lane.
All right. Congrats on everything, both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm not shy. I'll say it. I'm happy with
congrats.
What I'm seeing.
Congrats, Casey.
Yeah. Congrats to you, Liz.
If you like this show, please share it. KeithandTheGirl.com. Get our app, and we're on where every podcast is available. KeithandTheGirl.com.